أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتوب ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أم من يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked us a question that where would we get the help of any army besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is most Ar-Rahman. The disbelievers do not understand that put together all their forces, all their might, they can never ever fight the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Continuing with that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala asked the next question, أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقًا. Who is there to give you your sustenance if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala withholds sustenance? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala withholding sustenance can be in different ways. One is Allah Ta'ala holds back rain, then who is there to send down rains? The other is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can send winds. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can send different forces of His to destroy all the crops. Who is there to reinstate those crops besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? All of that can be in its place, but if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not wish the sustenance of a person to reach that person, who is there that can make it reach? There is none but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. بَلْ لَجُّوا فِي عُتُوبٍ وَنُفُورٍ. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says they are persistent in their arrogance and in their aversion and in their hatred for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That is referring to the disbelievers, that they persist, that they are the doers, they persist, that they have all the knowledge, that they have all the power, all the might, all the force, and with that, they venture to fight Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They venture to try to produce like how Allah Ta'ala produces. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. There is the sustenance is in the skies. All of it is determined by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَىٰ أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala gives the example of one person that is on the straight path and one person that has deviated. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, is that person who walks on his face, is he more guided than that person who walks upright in a proper manner, ala siratim mustaqim, on the straight path? It may seem in this world that people who have deviated, they have different forms of successes, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala draws this analogy insofar as the hereafter is concerned. If we have two people walking, one person on his face, head down and trying to crawl, and the other walking on his feet, everyone will know that the person walking on his feet will reach the destination and that person is more guided. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala draws the analogy insofar as the hereafter is concerned, that they will be thrown into the fire of hell, and of course it will be done on their faces. And in this world, grappling with the things of this world, it is like they are walking on their faces. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Despite the fact that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us senses, and Allah says, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who has created for you, who has created you, and Allah Ta'ala has created for you the power of hearing, your ears, wal absar, the power of sight, and your eyes, wal afida, and your hearts, that by your ears and your eyes, The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, but very few are those that appreciate this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using it and utilizing it in a proper manner. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, say, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had scattered you and spread you out on the earth, and this is where you have got stuck. Allah ta'ala brought you onto this earth, and now you are so indulging, you are indulging in such a way in this earth that you have forgotten the life beyond this earth. You have forgotten the life beyond the life of this earth. وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and Allah ta'ala says, and to Him would be the resurrection. In other words, that will be inevitable. You will have to leave this world and proceed on the journey to the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.